we're seeing those same pressures as comes with the national picture, where the top stressors are school related, so like exams, homework, general school issues. 39% of young people experiencing bullying. But then we've also got that paired with those rural pain points, those long travel times if you're trying to get to CAMHS, if you're somewhere further out, the transport links aren't as good here, so it's trying to get to those specialist services but not being able to, or being the staff shortages for psychiatrists or OTs. It's definitely a lot of pressure, and what ends up happening is that schools in the Northwest end up on the front line with not enough backup. You know, they end up being the place where young people end up going depending on for their mental health.
And how does the NYART programme help teachers and schools feel more confident supporting students' mental health?
So, because so many young people are kind of depending on their teachers, it can feel very overwhelming without having the training or being properly taken through it, or maybe teachers feeling like they have to suddenly become a therapist and things like this. So NYART kind of builds that confidence and mental health literacy for school staff. So it's helping teachers to spot early warning signs and starting safe conversations, and helping them feel prepared to point students in the right direction. Sometimes all you need to do is have a quick chat and feel like you have someone you can talk to. Sometimes when you're a student, you're going to need to have a more in-depth conversation. You need to go to a therapist. So it's about giving them the tools to understand where they can fit without having to do everything. There are 580 post-primary schools nationwide that are involved. It is open to all post-primary schools in Ireland. So it's a 3-year partnership. And it's actually especially important for schools in the Northwest to get involved. There's a good few places in the Northwest where, say, they don't have a jigsaw service, but they can still get involved and get that mental health literacy in schools.
And what would you like to see the government do next properly to equip schools as frontline of youth mental health support?
I think what's so important is that policy needs to distinguish between that universal wellbeing support and then those targeted interventions for more complex mental health needs. So we need that sustained multi-year investment that focuses on 3 areas. So building the capacity of schools to support student wellbeing through programs that enhance teacher confidence and mental health literacy, so like NYART. Second, increasing accessibility to early intervention services like Jigsaw, so young people can get that support that they need before they reach a crisis point. So keeping young people well rather than waiting until things get really, really serious. If we can stop that down the line, it will help immensely. And then third is creating clear pathways between schools and specialist therapeutic services so that students with those complex needs get the access at the right time, the right support. But yeah, the budget investment in Jigsaw last year is really, really welcome and shows that the government are committed. But being able to kind of keep this be a comprehensive and coordinated approach across education, health, so that and across multiple years would be great to kind of ensure that every young person can access that support that they need.